Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
You know, if you're not conventionally hot, you got to work harder. I mean, look at short men. The closest one may be in front of you. I have a short boyfriend, so I know, you know. I had to go short because I wanted a hot guy. I wanted a good face. So if you want a good face, you got to go, you got to take some hits, you know.
Yeah, reading an interesting article online about height discrimination. And we've talked many times before, actually, here on the show about height discrimination when it's, towards people who are taller, maybe taller than we are used to seeing on a daily basis. But it can have the very same effect for people who are smaller and in particular, when it comes to men. Lee is with me on the line today. Lee, have you, like, is height discrimination, is this something you've ever had to deal with?
Lucky enough, no, because I'm a jockey, so it actually, it works out my favour, thank God.
But aside from in your profession, is it something you've ever, you know, that people have ever said to you or made comments about?
Not that I really know of. Like, I don't really know any difference because I was never tall to know the difference between tall and short, so no, never really much difference to me now. If anything, it probably nearly helps you at times because no one really wants to fight with a small lad, so they feel bad. So it's actually probably a bit of a benefit.
Yeah, but it's funny, like you do often hear, you know, people make jokes or kind of slag off in the same way, I suppose, as they do tall people, smaller men. But in your instance, that's not something you've ever had an experience really of.
Yeah, you get it slagging, but sure, it's like everything. You can either take it and cry, or you can laugh, and you're better off laughing because there's no point fucking crying, is there?
What about you, Andy? Have you ever experienced this?
But I mean, you know what? Like, I mean, you just have to kind of get on with it. I mean, there's a lot of struggle when it comes to, like, when you have to pick something up off a top shelf and people laugh at you, but I mean, it just kind of happens. But when you're small, I mean, you can get into small spaces if that ever actually helps you. I don't know whether it does, but I feel like it kind of stems from maybe childhood or teenage years, you know, like kids always making jokes about whether it's you're freakishly tall or you're a very small person, you know, people always make jokes about that. And as you get older, I think it becomes more of a mental thing for some people.
Yeah. So in school, there's probably an element of this, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then throughout, you know, throughout the years, is it as a parent or does it sort of start to, does it start to kind of drop off the commentary, the passing comments? Because, like, I know when I've talked to people who are maybe, you know, 7 foot, over 7 foot many times in the show, like, they will always tell you people they don't even know, randomers, love to point out how tall they are. That's something, as if they didn't know, you know, people will point out and make comments about the fact that they are quite tall. Is the same true on the opposite end?
I wouldn't say so, no. Like, I mean, when someone is 7 foot tall, I feel like that is a much more blatant thing. People will make, like, more of a comment just like, how tall they are and ask them a question or ask them what the weather is like up there kind of thing, you know. But when you're small, it's more of a just kind of a joke on the side of something, whether they're talking about reaching something or that kind of thing, talking about what it's like to be a certain height, and then you would turn around and be like, well, actually, I don't know what it's like to be that tall, you know?
Yeah. I have an interesting text here, Andy, from one listener who says that, you know, he says, I'm just 5 foot. And in my experience, this is often a problem on dating apps. Women love to ask you, how tall are you?
Well, I think that can be more of a shallow thing for some people, you know? I mean, I know a lot of tall people that are ugly. I know a lot of tall people that don't have great personality, you know. So
yeah,
it all really depends on whether you have a good personality and whether you can actually, like, take care of yourself in other ways, you know, like if you're fit and healthy, if you have a good job, you're have a good head on your shoulders, you know, if you're out being active all the time, you know, like, I mean, you could be going to the gym 5 days a week and going on, doing marathons, doing sporting events, that kind of thing. Or you could be 6 foot and unhealthy and not really doing anything, and that would be more of a turn off, I would say, when it comes to dating.
Yeah, personality of a plant. There's an interesting text here too, Lee, from somebody who says, I always get asked about my height by women, and if I'm honest, I often don't get a reply. So I've now actually started lying about it if I'm ever asked.
Lie all you want, but there's not really much point in that, is there? You
know, yeah.
When it comes down to the sea, when you're not 6 foot, they're kind of... must have thought you had a wrong shoe on. Or,
the wrong person, no. Yeah. My ex, go on ahead, Lee.
Sorry?
No, I thought you were cutting, you wanted to make a point there. Another texter says, my ex was about a foot taller than me and she didn't care at all, but other people always commented on it. Strangers would comment on the difference between us and it would drive us totally mad. Yeah, like, people love to pass comment, Andy.
Yeah, and as I said, that's more of a them problem, you know. So that can be a shallow thing to talk about someone that you don't really know, or is like in a relationship with someone else, and you could say that one is punching above the other, kind of thing. But I mean, at the end of the day, is it really any of their business?
100%. I've been listening to this for years, says this texter. People think it's okay to make comments on height. I had it with my son and it totally undermined his confidence, as if he was lesser because he was smaller. And now I'm seeing it with my beautiful grandson as well. He's just 5 years of age and already has taken on the small comments. We're not allowed to comment on people for being fat or skinny. So the same should apply for height, in my opinion, says this texter. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Lee, Andy, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Curb your cravings this winter with My Mochi Ice Cream. Rich, creamy, premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, soft dough. My Mochi ice cream is gluten-free and comes in tons of amazing flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream. Your taste buds won't believe it's only around 70 calories per piece. Indulge in the joyfully chill flavors of My Mochi ice cream today. Look for the purple box of My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a store near you.